Welcome to Parshas Shmos Tov Shin Ein Dalet. My grandfather, called Rav Chaim Olshansky, he has a book for the Shabbos table. So he writes in the beginning of Parshas Shmos, there was once a person who told his friend that my wife went through plastic surgery. So he said, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear. Which hospital? Where was it done?" "You don't understand. She's been overspending, so I broke her plastic credit card." So this week's parasha is so much. There's so much to say. There's so many ideas in this week's parasha that time is short. We're gonna have to do plastic surgery. So we'll say whatever we can manage to say, but it's endless. There's endless amounts of wonderful ideas to pick up on this week's parasha. The parasha starts off that the Shmois Bnei Yisrael were coming from Mitzrayim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and the Pasuk says, "Vayi kol nefesh yotzei yerech Yaakov shivim nefesh." Altogether, there were 70. "V'Yosef hoyo b'Mitzrayim," and Yosef was in Egypt. As Rashi, what do you mean? Why are we emphasizing that Yosef was in Mitzrayim? He is part of the 70. We already said that altogether it was 70. Yosef is part of the 70. And furthermore, did we not know that Yosef was in Mitzrayim? Although the last few weeks we've been dealing with Yosef who was in Mitzrayim, is this a fact that we do not know? Answers Rashi, "Elo lodia chotzivkose shel Yosef." It's information we know. The Torah is emphasizing Yosef's righteousness. The Torah is praising Yosef. Who Yosef haroye eszoin aviv? This is the Yosef who was tending to his father's sheep. Who Yosef shoyeh b'Mitzrayim? And this is the Yosef who was in Egypt. V'nase melech, and became a king. V'omad b'tzidkoi, and still stood fast, held strong in his righteousness. What the Torah is saying is praising Yosef. Yosef hayah b'Mitzrayim. It's the same Yosef who grew up by his father, under his father's shadow, learning Torah with his father, in a sheltered environment. The same Yosef was the one who excelled in Mitzrayim, with all the tumah of Mitzrayim, and even became a king, with many more trials, yet he stood strong. And it's the same Yosef. Who Yosef is the same one. He didn't change. In the Chofetz Chaim Sefer called the Avas Chesed, in the new version, there's a Hagdoma, there's a preface from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik from Switzerland. And he writes there a beautiful idea. David HaMelech says, "Achas Shoalti me'eis Hashem, oisa avakesh. Shivti be'eis Hashem, kol yomei chayai, lachazois b'noyim Hashem ulevaker be'choloi." The question is, what's the repetition? Achas shoalti, oisa avakesh. Question number one, it's the same thing. Question number two, achas shoalti is present, maybe past. Achas shoalti. Oiso avakesh is future. What's pshat? It says like this, the following. David HaMelech was a shepherd grazing his father's sheep. And David HaMelech was composing in Tehillim, Kirvas Hashem. What did he want as a shepherd? Didn't have any gashmias. He was sleeping in the fields with the sheep. He was shifti beveis Hashem. He wanted kirvas Hashem. But David HaMelech knew that one day things would change. One day he's going to become a king. He knew that in Ruach Nevuah. David was concerned. It's true that now, what do I desire for? Shipti bebeis Hashem kol yemei chayai. But when I become a king, things are going to change. A king has wealth. A king has power. A king, he meets with other kings. What do other kings, what do they speak about? Their wars, their battles, their armies, their name. Maybe things will change. Maybe when I'll become a king, what will be important for me will be my palace. Maybe what will be important for me will be the polls. What do people say about me? Who's the best king in the Guinness Book of Records? Who's the biggest emperor? Which countries should I conquer? Maybe I'm going to change. Ask David HaMelech. Achas Shalti, Shifti Beveis Hashem. What do I want now as a shepherd? I want Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. Oysa Vakesh. Please, he davens Hashem. I want to say that even when I'm a king, I should want the same thing. It's true, as a king, externally, I need to have wealth and power and an army. All those things are true. But I want my aspirations to be exactly the same. Oysa Vakesh. Even then, I should want the same thing. I should want Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. I don't want to change. I want to stay the same way I am now. That's a beautiful message. And that's what we sing over here. Who Yosef? The same Yosef that was a shepherd. The same Yosef who was in Mitzrayim. Externally, it was different. He didn't have share from his father anymore. He was in Mitzrayim. He became a king. But he stayed the same way. This is the praise we're giving to Yosef. He didn't change. And that's a message to a person. Should stay the same. When I would teach Neshat Torah, I would say this to the Bochrim for Ben Azmanim. They're about to go home, go back to the States, meet the old folks, and I would say, you're now leaving the yeshiva. What's your aspirations in the yeshiva? To grow in your spiritual growth, in your Torah. But when you're going to come back, you're going to meet people that are very different. They're going to look down at you. They're going to give you new ideas. I say, please, come back the same. Don't come back with new questions. Oh, I have to leave. I have to do this, do that. My parnosa. All those questions are valid if you have them today. But if they're cropping up when you go, that's dangerous. You should come back the same way you leave, with the same aspirations. Now, why is this praise to Yosef only coming now? So only in Parsha Shmos do we find it, that this praise that Yosef Hoya Ben Mitzrayim, he stood strong. Well, says the Kli Yochor on the spot, says the Kli Yochor, because when a person is alive, you cannot be guaranteed. This praise is not guaranteed. That he's standing strong. We have no guarantee for tomorrow. As long as a person is alive, al tamin ba'atzmecho ad yom yitzcho. There's new trials. The Yitzhar doesn't go to sleep. He's always active. Therefore, there's no guarantee that he's going to stay strong. Only after Yosef passes away, which is the very last pasuk in Chumash Bereishis, is they bury him. Oh, so he dies. Now we can praise him, because he's finished his lifetime, and now we can testify, yeah, who Yosef, he stayed the same. But as long as a person is alive, you cannot praise him, because it's not guaranteed. Al tamin ba'atzmecho ad yoy ma'isra, to the day of your death. Never trust yourself. Always be ready. And Rashi says, why are we counting? Rashi, in the very first Rashi in the parasha, says, why are we counting Am Yisrael again? We already know about who went down to Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, it's like Kuchovim. It's like counting the stars. Hashem counts the stars every time. Mitoichi Bosom, he likes them so much. Which is not like the Ramban. Ramban says the reason why we're recounting Am Yisrael, because till now was safer Bereishis, was safer of the Ovis, talking about the Ovis. And it finishes by them going down to Mitzrayim. This sefer is about the Golos and the Geula. So where does the Golos start from? And going down to Mitzrayim, So we reciting it. Not mitzad sipor avos, not telling a story of the avos, but rather to tell us the story of the goddess. That's what Ramban says. But Rashi says they've been counted like the stars. Says the Kiyokor, that's what we're saying. When do you count the stars? When do you see the stars? At night. After the day passes, then you see the stars. So you want to count Yosef, it's only after the day passes. After he dies, can you praise a person? When a person's alive, must always be ready. Rigzu v'al techtov, always be ready for battle, because the Yetzer doesn't go to sleep. Al tami ba'atmecha, at yoymeistcha, the person always has to be ready and strong, and only then can we praise a person. In Pasuk Ches, we're told about the Yakom Melech Chodosh Amitzrayim, a new king gets appointed, Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef, who didn't know Yosef. Says Rashi, what does it mean, he didn't know Yosef? It's the Paroi, he's been a star for a long time. Says Rashi, Osa Atzmoi Ki'iru Lo Yoda, he made as if he didn't know Yosef. Says the Medrash Rabbah, Parash Aleph Ois Ches, Moshul to a person who stoned the king's friend. A person stoned the king's friend. Says the king, Hey, Tizu is Raishai, cut off his head. Cut off the head of the person who stoned my friend. Why? Because tomorrow he's going to do it to me. If today he stones my friend, tomorrow he's going to stone me. Therefore, execute him. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, today, Paro says, Asher lo yoda es Yosef. I don't know who Yosef is. Tomorrow, he's going to say, as we're going to find in Perek Hey Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Paroi, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bekoiloi? Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I should listen to him. Reyodati es Hashem. I don't know who Hashem is. So today he says, I don't know who Yosef is. And tomorrow he's going to say, I don't know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And this is a principle called Kol HaKoyfer B'toivosei Shel Chaveiroi. A person who denies his friend's goodness bestowed on him. Soifoi She'ikfor B'toivosei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eventually he will come to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's what's happening with Paro. Initially he denies Yosef, and eventually he denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Sefer Chovas HaLevavos, countless times he repeats that what is the reason we have to keep Torah mitzvahs? Because it says in the Torah. So what? Why should I have to do what the Torah says? What's the engine? What's the energy? What's the power behind all Torah mitzvahs? Says the Chovas HaVavos, Kabbalas HaToivah. The fact Hashem is sustaining you, Hashem is looking after you, so you have to do what He says. If someone's saving your life and he says, I want you to clean the floor, you can't say no. He's saving your life. What do you mean? You're dependent on Him. So by says the whole manchai of keeping Torah mitzvahs is our recognition that Hashem looks after us, is sustaining us. So this is the essence of Yiddishkeit. A person who's denying Toiva, he's receiving, he's going to deny the Toiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means you're going to be stoning the king. I remember when I was a Bochur in Mir Yeshiva, I was still there when Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's Rebbetzin passed away. And they were sitting shiva in the dira, the bottom floor. And I was there. And Rabbi Avraham Shmulevitz said over from his father, that when his father was very old, he'd stay at home. The family didn't want him to go out to weddings because he was very old. One day, Rabbi Chaim says, and they tried to conceal from him weddings. Didn't want him to hear about weddings. They shouldn't go. And one day, Rabbi Chaim says, there's a wedding, I have to go. The family tell him, no, it's dangerous, don't go, I have to go. They didn't manage to persuade him. what happened. Why was this wedding? Reb Chaim was adamant to go to this wedding. Because Reb Chaim explained, he would say shmuzim in the Beis HaMusar in Yerushalayim. There's a Beis HaMusar, and he would be invited to give a shmuz. After the shmuz, they would say Tehillim. The people will be on a high, you know, it's called a chizuk. So they'd say Tehillim. Reb Chaim said, this person who's making the wedding, ezot azoy shein de Tehillim, he says the Tehillim so well. So I have a course at Toif. I need to go to his wedding. So Reb Chaim wouldn't give up. And he went to say Mazel Tov. Well, again, we're seeing the same idea. Hakoras HaToif. Even for small things. Because this is the essence of Yiddishkeit. To recognize Toivah. And this will come when a person trains himself to recognize the Toivah he gets from a friend. He'll be trained to recognize the Toivah he gets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And same thing. From our spouses, our families. To recognize the Toivah they do to us. And this is the story of Yiddishkeit. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Meyaldois, Yocheved and Miriam, are instructed by Paroi to execute the Jewish boys. Which the Ramban explains, why is he telling them to kill the boys? Because he didn't have enough soldiers. Because Paroi was afraid to do it open. That stage he knew that he would officially announce that he wants to kill the Jewish babies, the Egyptian people would be in uprise. They wouldn't allow for it. So it was lat lat. So he told them, I want you to kill the babies even when the mothers won't even know. It was a slow process till he got the Egyptian people ready to kill the Jews. Anyway, so he instructed them to kill the babies, and they didn't. In the end, they merited, says the pasuk in pasuk Chof Aleph, they vayasu him batim. Hashem made batim for them. What does that mean? Batim, says Rashi, they merited to bate kuhuna and bate leviya. That's from Levi. And bate malchus is from Yehuda, because Miriam married Nachshon. What's the connection to bate kuhuna? Why did they? What's the midah connected midah? Well, the Brisker Rob says, because what does Paris decree? To kill the males, but to leave the females. Therefore, Am Yisrael wasn't under threat. Am Yisrael would still continue, because who would the Nekevas marry? Mitzrim. Now, a Jewish mother who marries a Mitzri, the child is Jewish. What would we be missing? There'll be no kuhuna and no levia, because he goes after the father. And you know, no malchus either. To be a melech, you have to have yichus. So what would have been lost from Am Yisrael would be in the kuhuna, the levia, and the malchus. Therefore they merited to kuhuna, levia, and malchus. That was the midah connected midah. That's what they saved, so that's what they merited. That's what the Brisker Rav says. I want to suggest a different way. The Chofetz Chaim, in the Sefer Avos Chesed, in his introduction, in the Psicha to Avos Chesed, he goes through the parashas showing how Chesed is a very basic thing in the Torah. And he asks the question, you know, the Miyaldas were called in by Paroi to go and kill the Jewish babies. Obviously they didn't want to do it. They put themselves under great risk. They disobeyed the king of Egypt. There's a much easier way out. What's the easy way out? Resign. Resign your position. What do you need it for? You have to be the Miyaldas, and you don't want to kill the babies, and you don't want to disobey Paroi. So just resign. And Shalom Alei Nafshi, I'm safe, I'm not going to kill anyone, and I'm not going to disobey Paroi. So why didn't they resign? Says Chofetz Chaim, because they were afraid that someone else would take their place. And that someone else might, yes, kill the Jewish babies. Therefore, they made sure to keep the position. And they kept the position to look after the Jewish babies. What is that? That's leadership. That's stepping up to the occasion. That's a true leader. Not just thinking about yourself, but stepping up to the situation. They could have escaped that easy escape route, but they weren't thinking about themselves. They want to save the Jewish babies. We're staying in the Yaledas. And whatever will be, we don't care. We're not afraid. In the end, what happened? They had Moshe Rabbeinu. And who was Moshe Rabbeinu? He also stepped up. He was safe. He was in base paroi. He had no worries. He went to see Vayabasti Vaisam. He went out to see the suffering of his fellow Jews, and he took action. So therefore, I would say that's the middle connected middle over here. It's leadership. They stepped up. They were true leaders. Took a chrayas for other people. So there was zeicher to the kuhuna, the levia, and the malchus. These are leaders. These are people not supposed to think about themselves. Think about the ruchnias of the people and look after the ruchnias and look after the people. So they did mesiras nefesh for leadership, and a zeicher to have leaders. Moshe Rabbeinu gets born. And in Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, we have the story that Pari finds his baby, and she looks for he's looking for a meinekes. He wants sakel from the mitzrayos, so she had to go and hire a Jewish meinekes. In the Shulchan Aruch, Geradea, Simon Pei Aleph, that's passing in the Ramah, that you a Jewish baby. You must not let the suckle milk from a mitzris. Says what mitzris over there. It means from a goyish lady. Obviously, there's no choice. Pikuach nefesh, but mustn't the chatchila allow for a Jewish baby to suckle from a mitzris? It causes tin to malev, and will give him bad traits. What's the source for this? The goyin on the spot in Sipkot and Amid Aleph. The goyin says is mitzayin to the medrash. But the Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah over here on the spot. Why can a baby suckle from a non-Jewish lady's milk? It's mutter. Says the Medrash, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Peh, She'osid ledaber imi, the mouth that's going to speak with me, Peh, daber boy, Yinak dover tomei, is going to suckle from a dover tommy, from a goyish lady. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't suckle from the mitzvahs. And the goyim is, this is a source for the Ramah, who says that babies shouldn't be allowed to suckle from non-goyish ladies. Ask Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what's the raya? Fakert. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's osed adar b'mashchina, so he has to get special treatment. He needs to keep him tohor, that the peh that's going to speak with the Shechina should be tohor, and should not suckle from mitzvahs. But a regular Jewish baby, what's the connection? You know, he's a regular baby. So what's the connection? How can the goyin say this is the source for the Ramah? So that's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his book, page 412. That a Jewish baby, we must treat him like Moshe Rabbeinu, as if he's going to speak with the Shechina. The opportunities, the chinuch we give to a Jewish baby, have to be the same opportunity that Moshe Rabbeinu gets. We have to treat him the same way. We have to give him all the kelim to speak with the Shechina. He might not come out with Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, it could be. But we as parents have to give him the best. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And therefore, says the Goyen, that's the source. Since Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have suckle the milk from a mitzris because he's also the davar mashkina, so to the Jewish baby, you have to give him the same treatment. He also can't suckle from a mitzris because maybe he's also, we have to give him the potential to speak with the Shechina. So we have to give our children the same opportunities to be God l'ador. Doesn't matter. We have to give them an opportunity. Halavai, they should use it. Moshe Rabbeinu grows up and he goes to Midian and he's tending Yisrael's sheep and he goes to the Midbar. Then Hashem reveals himself to him. Says the Medrash Rabbah in Parashat Beis Ois Gimel, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisen Gdula LaAdam. Hashem doesn't give greatness to a person till he's checked out the Dovar Katan with small things. Then Hashem will give him greatness. Says the Medrash, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to the Midbar, why was he grazing the sheep in the Midbar? Says Rashi over there in Pasuk Aleph, to keep away from Gezel. So that, he says, I'm going to give him greatness. The Medrash there says in Ois Beis, Hashem checks out Manhigim through the way they graze the sheep. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was grazing the sheep, and this little baby sheep, ran away, and Moshe Rabbeinu ran after it, and he saw, he went to drink. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, wow, I didn't know you were thirsty. I thought you were still running away. You must be tired. So Moshe Rabbeinu picked him up on his shoulders and took him back after the kid drank. So Hashem says, that's where you look after your sheep. You can look after my sheep, Am Yisrael. Moshe talks about David HaMelech. David HaMelech was also a shepherd, and he had all the sheep penned in. And first of all, when he came to graze, he'd release the babies first, the zaktanim, so they can eat the tender grass. Then he would release the skanim, so they can eat the mediocre grass. And only at the end would he release the bakrim, because they can chew on the hard grass. Says Rabbi Yeruchim Levovich in Das Chochma Musa, we would think when it comes to choose a leader, we give him some hard task. You want to choose who's going to head the army, so you give them some great mission: climb the mountains, swim the seas, give some really grueling mission. And we're ever successful in the mission, these big things can shoot 1,000 bullets a minute and jump down 5 cliffs in three seconds. That's the guy. He's the guy who can. He's the best soldier. We think that greatness should be measured in great things, in big things. Says Rabbi Rucham, Chazal are teaching us differently. A big person is measured by small things. If we see a person whose clothes are torn and he's spending time to sew them up, does it show that this person is a Zoriz? He doesn't neglect his matters? Does it show that he cares about his looks? No, it doesn't. Because his clothes are so torn, he has no choice. He can't walk around with totally torn clothes. But if we'll see a person who has a small stain, a small hole, and he still goes and immediately deals with it, he immediately sews it up, that's a person we can see. He has middles as resources. He doesn't neglect his matters. And he cares about his looks, because he's small. If we see a person, there's an old lady crossing the street, she has a purse, and you can just snatch the purse away from her, from an old lady, does it show that this person is a yashar, is a straightforward person? No, because it's outrageous to steal from an old lady. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous. Terrible thing. But if we see a person who doesn't, on small things, he doesn't, you know, use his friend's safer without permission, small things, he's careful. No, that's...
Uh-huh. And it crumbled down drastically when it stopped when people jumped in the hole.
Very good. So this preceded him. We see a person who's medactic on the small things, you know, not to park my car in someone's parking place, and small things. That's you can see he's careful about other people's money. If you see a person, there's a man who can't breathe, and he takes him to the hospital. Does it mean he's good? He has a good heart? No, it doesn't show much. He's so big. Who can leave a person to die? Every person will take care of someone, prevent him from dying. But if we see a person for small things, he takes care of other people. You know, maybe I'll take you around the block. You know, it's a bit cold. Let me take you for small things. That's where we can see his good heart. When a person goes to a doctor and he's walking in, and the doctor says, "Ah, I see your leg is amputated. Well, you must have a problem with your leg." Shkoyach. That anyone can see. Who's the doctor we pay fortune to go and see? The expert. What makes him expert? He can pick up on the fine details. Things which are blatant, which are clear, anyone can pick up on. But an expert is someone who can see them, pick up on the details which no one else noticed. Oh, I see that you have a little spot over there. Let me check what's behind it. That I can identify you have. I see symptoms of a rare disease. He picks up on the little things. That's what you see as a big doctor. Therefore, a small person only does the big things, and a big person will do the small things as well. And that's an important message. So therefore, when we're keeping our Torah mitzvahs, we've got to realize, focus on the small things as well. It's not so important to come to time of davening. It's not so important. I made Baruch Hu. I made it for Shmoneh Esrei. The small things. That we'll see how big. If you really care about tefillah, you'll be there at the beginning. The small things. That shows your greatness. Don't just focus on the big things. That's what we're learning from here. I learned in Ofakim, my time, Rav Pinchas was still alive, Shimshon, and I remember the Mashgiach of Yeshiva once told me, he's so impressed with Rav Pinchas. Yeah, what? He saw him walking in the street, and there was a little child passed him, and he waved to the child in a very warm way. The Mashgiach was very impressed. Well, that's really impressive with Pinchas. I mean, he has so much Torah to offer. He has so many interesting, you know, interesting ideas. He's right. If you see that small thing waving to a child, I mean, who noticed the child? Who even looked at the child? Wasn't the child in distress or just stunned? Wave to him. The small things, that's where you see his good heart. Those little things. Pinchas wasn't aware anyone saw this. To wave, he was being friendly to a small child. That's what you see as good heart, the little things. So that's the message we're getting. Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen for the little things. The way he looked after the little sheep, the shepherd, that's what showed his greatness. That's what Chazal are teaching us. And therefore we have to also focus on the little things as well. So that's the message we're getting from here. Hashem is asking Moshe Rabbeinu to take the mission, go down to Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days is not conceding. What was behind it? What was bothering Moshe Rabbeinu? These kind of arguments with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi in Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud, what was behind it? That Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to take a position over his brother Aaron. Aaron was already a Navi, and he was afraid of hurting his brother Aaron. That's why he was giving excuses and dodging, not accepting the mission. But then in Pasuk Yud Dalet, Hashem gets upset with him, and Hashem tells him, "Vine gam hine hu yotze likrosecha." Aaron himself is coming. V'ra'acha, he's going to see you. V'somach beliboy, with happy in his heart. He'll be happy for your greatness. Says Rashi over there in Pasuk Yudalot. Loikosh atzah sovur she'emakbit. You think he has a grudge against you? he's kind of jealous, his younger brother is taking power over him. No, don't think you're wrong. He's not makbid. Racha b'somach b'libay, he's happy in his heart. There's a beautiful medrash in Rus, in Parasha Hey Oisvav. Omar Abitzel b'Marion. The pasuk is teaching us when a person does a mitzvah, he should do it wholeheartedly. If had Reuven, says the Medrash, Inu haya Reuven yodea, had Reuven known that Hashem writes about him, Vayishma Reuven v'yatzireu miyodon, then b'kseifaya moylicho yetzalaviv, Reuven would have picked up Yosef on his shoulders and taken him back. All Reuven said was put him in the bar. But had he known that Hashem would testify, right, according to the Torah, that he saved Yosef, he would have picked him up on his shoulders and taken him back and finished the story. Medrash carries on. Iroi Yodei Aaron, had Aaron known that Hashem's writing about him, he knew Yotze Likrosecho, the Somach Belibai, had Aaron known that Hashem was recording that, but Tupim Ube Mechoyloi Say Yotze Likrosai, he would come with, greeted with a band, not just in the lathe, come in the band. Says the Medrash. So who writes our deeds? Says the Medrash. Eliyahu Kosva Umelech HaMashiach. When we do a deed, Eliyahu is writing it down, and Melech HaMashiach. V'akodesh Baruch Hu Chosem El Yodom, and Hashem signing. As it says in the pasuk, Oz Nidburu Yirei Hashem Isher Re'u V'yakshev Hashem B'yishma V'yekosev Sefer Zikaroi Nifnei Yirei Hashem V'lochoy Shvishmai. It's written down. When we do good deeds, it's also written down. So what does it mean that that Reuven would have done it differently had he known it would be recorded? What does it mean that Aaron would have done it differently? Does it mean because they want the press? Oh, I didn't know I'm going to get press coverage for this. Ooh, I would have done it differently. I'd be on the headlines. Wow, I would have made a bigger show, better show. Is that what it means? They're trying to get public opinion, win the polls. Is that what they're doing? Doesn't mean that. They're not doing it for other people, but it's themselves. They weren't aware of how important my deed is. I thought I was doing it, I was saving Yosef. But had I known it was written by Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Torah, I would appreciate it much more. I've done it even better. Now, what does this mean to us? So this is my moshul. When someone asks you, can you please lend me 10 shekel? 10 shekel? You give it him 10 shekel. Don't worry about it. But if the guy asks for 1,000 shekel, can you lend me 1,000 shekel? So, you know, I trust you. I wouldn't stumble into anyone with 1,000 shekel, but you know, you, I trust you're going to pay me back. Take 1,000 shekel. If the guy wants 10,000 shekel from you, you tell him, do me a favor, write me a note. Write me a note that, you know, you borrowed 10,000 shekel. If the guy wants 100,000 shekel from you, you say, look, I really need guarantees. If the guy wants 1,000,000 shekel from you, say, excuse me, I'm willing to lend you the money, but you're going to have to prove to me you have the ability to pay me back. This is big money, 1,000,000 shekel. You got to show to me you can pay me back, and this is really big. You know, I'm willing to lend you the money, but I need guarantees. Therefore, we're going to have to have this registered in the tabo, and our lawyers need to meet. This is very big money. Our lawyers need to meet and finalize. Make sure that you're going to have to show me you have the ability to pay me back. I need my lawyer to rely on this, to be happy with this, and we're going to have to record this in an official way to make sure. This is big money. This is not 10 shekel. This I need guarantees. This we have to make sure it's going to be paid. So what does that show? The bigger the amount is, the more we have to make sure it's going to be paid back. 10 shekel, Mishko, you might forget about it. It doesn't matter. 1,000 shekel. I trust the guy. When it's big, big money, the bigger the money is, the more we have to make sure it's going to be paid back. When Chazal are telling us who writes our deeds, Elyon Novi, and Melech HaMashiach and Kosh Baruch Hu's sign. What is signing about? What's the message Chazal are teaching us? The pshat is Hashem, in his kindness, has set up a system that when we do a mitzvah, he owes it to us. You do a mitzvah, you get schar. What is signing about? The schar you deserve. So what is the schar that we're getting? The fact that Chazal are teaching us, the Elyon Novi and Melech HaMashiach are writing it up, and a Kosh Baruch Hu signs. Why do you have to have these big people involved? It shows the how great the schar is. Hashem has a great debt to us, kivyochol. It's not 10 shekel. It's billions of shekels. The fact that Kosh Baruch Hu has to sign, that means it's such a big amount. That's what Chazal are teaching us over here. We don't appreciate what we're doing. We take mitzvahs lightly. We're not aware what's behind the mitzvah. The same way that Reuven would have done it differently, Aaron would have done it differently, big tzaddikim, had they been aware of the impact of their mitzvah, they would have done it better. Chazal are teaching us, be aware of your mitzvah. When you make that bracha, that shahakol, you just out of practice, you just say it. Be really aware what's behind it. The schar is so great. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to sign, because I really need guarantees. It's big money. It's big money. I need my guarantees. I can't just give this money out. It's a big debt. Be aware what it is. And since Elyon Novi, it's so big that Elyon Novi has himself to be involved. Melech HaMashiach has to be involved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to sign. Be aware of the greatness of your mitzvah. And therefore, why is it important for us to know? We'll get there, we'll get it. No, we should be aware of this now. Because this will give you the drive to do it even better. Do it even better. Be aware of what I'm about to do right now. Because Lord is going to sign. It's going to be big money. I'm going to do it even better and put even more effort into it. I have to cut back to more plastic surgery. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's coming to the snare, and Hashem tells him, "Vayomer." He sees the snare, and the snare is burning. And Vayomer, "Al tikrav haloim, don't come any closer. Shal na lecho marag lecho, take your shoes off. Ki amokem ashtal uimed olav." The place where you're standing is Admas Kodesh Hu, is a holy place. The Chofetz Chaim would say many times, that many Talmidim would say this over, so he said it to many people. A person thinks, in my present situation, I'm going through a hard time, I'm in big difficulties, I've lost a tzaras. Right now I can't focus on Avodas Hashem. When these sorrows will pass, I'll be relaxed, I'll come to the Beis Medrash, I'll do my Avodas Hashem. Right now I'm overwhelmed. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to come closer, as if I want to come, I need a better environment to get the Ruchnias. He says no. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you're standing right now in your present situation is an Admas Kodesh. Your present situation is a mocking Kodesh. How? Because it's a void of Hashem you can do right now. Don't wait for when things are optimal, when you have all the conditions you think you need. In your situation right now with all the difficulties, that's where right now Hashem wants your void of Hashem right now. Could be you don't have now the headspace to think in learning. Okay, so maybe you can do a chesed to someone. Maybe you can focus for 1 minute. Maybe you have a minute to learn. Maybe do cheshbon nefesh. So in your present situation, it's written in the present tense. The place you're standing right now is Admas Kodesh. Don't need to come nearer. Right now, where you are in your situation, with all your difficulties, with all your hardships, is Admas Kodesh. Use it. I was once spoke to a very great man, Beit Talmud Chacham. He told me, today, I did a long journey, and it was very hot, and I wasn't able to think. No, I didn't have the mind to be focused on his learning. So what did he do? He chose a pasuk from Tehillim, and he sang it to himself, and some inspirational pasuk, and he sang it to himself over and over again, and made a song out of it. And he sang it to me. I don't remember what the pasuk was. Some pasuk in Tehillim, and I don't remember the tune. But I learned from him. See, we have a big Talmud Chacham. But he wasn't learning. No, but in his situation where he was, it was Admas Kodesh. He made it Admas Kodesh. On Hanukkah, my wife wanted me to speak to the kids, and speak on the Siras Nefesh for mitzvahs. So I looked around, and we get a children's magazine called Marvela Sameh. And in this magazine, they had an interview with a Holocaust survivor. It's a real interview. This is the picture. His name is Yisrael Yitzchak Kain. He lives in Tel Aviv. He's still alive, Baruch Hashem. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim came to his cheder in Lodz and spoke to him, asking questions. He gave him a faher. I'll take it. And he says over, he says in his interview, he was in the camps, and there was a Jew who was caught with doing a tremendous crime. He was caught with tefillin. The SS guy caught him with tefillin. So the SS guy confiscated the tefillin, and the next day there's going to be a public trial, but obviously with one end to it, the dead end to it. Obviously the guy is going to be executed. So Rabbi Saul Yitzchak, he saw this Jew, he saw what happened, and he took upon himself, I'm going to save this Jew. I'm in a death camp, I have nothing to lose. I'm going to save the Jew. What did he do? He found pieces of wood, and he stuck them together, he made a box. Some other inmate managed to get paint, black paint, doesn't know how it happened. He painted this box of wood. And at night, he was very thin. He entered the Nazi office through the ventilation window. He entered the office, took the tefillin, and replaced him for the black box, wooden box. The next day, the big Nazi officers, the heads, came for this public trial, and they see there's not tefillin; it's a black box of wood. So the Nazi, the guy who caught he was punished for making ridiculous allegations, and the Jew was freed. And they all zeicha to wear tefillin. They would be lines, and each one would get a yad. One guy would get a yad, one guy would get a shalrosh. So what do we see? And he stayed alive. He's still alive, Baruch Hashem. So we see in all situations. You think a guy in a concentration camp? Let's say it's just survival. Is there any avodas Hashem I could do? And he managed to save the Jewish life. He saved the Jewish life, and they all zeicha to wear tefillin. So we see hamokim shtarim and rabat nas kodeshu. In any situation, however bad things may be, there's always in your situation, your present situation, there's avodas kodesh. Maybe think in emuna. Maybe do cheshbon nefesh. Maybe help someone. Maybe smile at someone. Don't wait when things will be optimal. Don't wait. I want to come closer. No, where you are right now, Mokim Shtar Imedolov, right now is Admas Kodesh. Use it, utilize it. So, but, you know, if the things which are disturbing you, maybe I have to take off your shoes. If there's a chatzitza, there's something, bad things around, maybe you have to save them off. But use the place you're in right now. Okay, so what did we learn today? Plastic surgery, big time plastic surgery. Much more. So we learned about who Yosef, how Yosef stood strong in all his situations. We learned about David HaMelech, who says, "Acha shalti, oisa vakesh, I don't want to change. Don't want to be different. Even when I'm a king, I want to stay the same person, the same David HaMelech." We saw that this praise only came about after Yosef passes away. Because when a person is alive, Al Tami Matzmachad Yoy Meischo, we saw the Melech Chodosh Shalo Yod As Yosef, and eventually it caused him to deny Kodesh Baruch as well, because Hakoras HaToiv is the foundation for Yiddishkeit. We saw about the Mialdois, they took Achrayas, they could have resigned from their position easily and saved their skin, they didn't, they took Achrayas to the Jewish babies, and therefore there was Doicha to have the Manhigim, the Batei Kehuna, Levi and Malchus. So Moshe Rabbeinu, how he was chosen for his small things. We saw Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason why he was afraid of hurting Aaron, but really Aaron's roch of a somach beliboy. But had Aaron known, we will appreciate the greatness of our mitzvahs, that it's worth billions. It's so big that we need the lawyers, we need the great people to guarantee it. The Kodesh Baruch has to sign, and Melech HaMashiach, and Yoh Novi have to be involved. Show us how great it is, and that will give us appreciation of what we're doing, and that will give us the power to do things much better, the best we can. We know that big people are chosen by, they focus on small things, and we learned about your present situation, the situation you're in with all your difficulties, is Admas Kodesh. You have the power to make it in Admas Kodesh. Wherever it is, you can make it in Avodas Hashem. Maybe you want to get angry, so you don't get angry. Wherever it is, you can make it in Admas Kodesh. Don't wait till things are optimal. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.